A 47-year-old Canadian musician and prominent CBC radio host has been charged with sexual assault and one count of overcoming resistance. Joining us with that and other news from Canada, our Canadian correspondent Vaughn Palmer, columnist for the Vancouver Sun. Vaughn, thanks so much for joining us.
Hi, Ross.
This is kind of a breaking story today. What's going on?
Dramatic court appearance in Toronto today. This is a story that's been in the headlines in Canada for most of a month. Gianne Gomeshi, host of one of the most popular radio programs in Canada, television. In fact, I believe he was carried on Public Radio International in the United States. He's an interviewer on matters of the arts, music, current affairs, some politics, but a lot of culture, and a great interviewer. And the whole thing blew up about a month ago. Actually, Gomeshi himself sort of broke the story with an incredible online posting where he said he'd been fired from the CBC and said that they had decided that his private life was a matter of public interest. We now have to be very careful in this country what we say about what he said then. The posting has been removed, but essentially he said that he had been accused of sexually assaulting some women in a violent way. He denied it all. He said it was a matter of consent, and he was going to sue the CBC for $55 million. That was a month ago. Yesterday, they announced that the lawsuit was being dropped against the CBC. He was dropping his lawsuit, and he was fired, all right. His show has been dropped. CBC's investigating internally. Today, he's been charged. Four counts of sexual assault, and one of an odd charge. I've never seen it before, and I'm just not familiar with it, but it's overcoming resistance by choking. What happened after the Gomeshi online posting, Ross, is that suddenly you had women coming forward saying they hadn't consented and accusing him of assault. And some of those charges have, some of those women have now led to these charges, obviously. His lawyer was in court with him this morning. There was a bit of a mob scene coming out, as you can imagine, because I said he's one of the best known media personalities in the country. And his lawyer said that he will be pleading not guilty. He has gone on $100,000 bail. He's surrendered his passport. His lawyer says he is not guilty and she is not addressing any of these issues in public. She will address them in the courtroom.
Well, this is bound to be a riveting courtroom case when it finally gets to the court. Here in this country, triumphant Republicans in Congress say they're going to approve the controversial Keystone XL oil pipeline from Canada down to the Gulf Coast here. Environmentalists, of course, hotly oppose the pipeline. They say it's a contributor to global warming. Well, it turns out that oil pipelines have also been a hot-button issue in your country, Canada. Explain what's going on in British Columbia.
Well, the province of Alberta produces our oil mostly from the Alberta oil sands, or the tar sands, as many environmentalists prefer to refer to it. They are landlocked. They are always looking for another route to get their pipeline to tidewater, to get their product out. And at the moment, in the last few years, there are basically four proposals to do that. Keystone is one of them. It would carry the oil to the United States and eventually to the refineries on the Gulf Coast of Louisiana. Also a proposal to reverse the flow of a pipeline to eastern Canada to essentially take the oil out through the eastern provinces of Canada, and eventually it would be either refined there or exported. And there are two proposals in British Columbia. One we've talked about on the show, it's called the Northern Gateway Pipeline. It would be a new one through northern British Columbia, and the oil would go to the Asia Pacific. And there's an existing pipeline through British Columbia that comes to a small refinery in a suburb of Vancouver, in Burnaby, owned by Kinder Morgan. And that company is proposing to twin their pipeline. They are basically going to add a second pipeline, double their carrying capacity. That proposal has now become the focus of a very vigorous and active environmental protest right in the city of Vancouver, or rather in the suburb of Burnaby. In order to twin the pipeline, the company is proposing to do some drilling, just exploratory drilling for geological siting, not actually building the pipeline, but those drilling sites on a park in Burnaby. have become a site for protests. Burnaby Mountain, Simon Fraser University is on top of that mountain, if people have been to Vancouver, and there have been a lot of people arrested there. There's a court injunction limiting the protests, but basically every day they're arresting a bunch of people there.
Does the pipeline have the necessary provincial and national government approvals? Is it moving ahead?
No. Okay. No, in fact, one of the major issues of the protest, one of the major issues raised by the protesters, is that the National Energy Board review process for the pipeline is not rigorous enough to, for example, allow people opposed to it to make proper presentations in public. They're claiming that there isn't a decent review process. So there's two issues here. One is obviously the global warming issue you've referenced. That's a big deal in the United States. But the other, more immediate issue, is that it's an unfair process, and that has drawn a lot of anger even from people who might support the pipeline if it got decent approval.
Vancouver Sun columnist Vaughn Palmer is our guest, as he is each Wednesday. So a lot of people traveling this afternoon for Thanksgiving tomorrow, but why is it that Canada has Thanksgiving in October? I suppose you could ask me the same question about the U.S., but why is there this disparity?
Well, I mean, it's harvest-related, right?
Right.
And I think a big chunk of the country, not here in smug British Columbia, but a big chunk of the country is under snow already, so the harvest is long gone. I'm guessing that's why we went early. I think a lot of Canadians wonder, like in Buffalo, they might be asking, why the hell you do it so late? But in any event, Ross, it is not called Thanksgiving here in Canada. It is called Cross-Border Shopping Day.
And I understand when people cross the border, if they're coming down here, there's something they really need to pay attention to.
Yeah, I mean, people need to be increasingly careful about going across the border. There's a lot of issues. But Americans need to be careful coming back here. We just had a case this past week in Victoria where a judge patiently chastised a fellow from the United States who had forgotten that he had left a gun in the trunk of his car covered in debris when he moved. And I mean, the judge accepted his word for it. I forgotten. But, you know, bringing guns into Canada is not a wise policy ever.
Vancouver Sun columnist Vaughn Palmer. He brings us news from the North each Wednesday on The Record. Happy U.S. Thanksgiving, Vaughn.
Happy U.S. Thanksgiving.